Okay, I think that's everything, right? All right, just the last item on the agenda is public comment for items that were not on the agenda. I know. Sometimes you just gotta make the rules. Proceed.
I'm batting 100 here today. Sorry, it's been a little busy month. Again, Casey York with Trap Free out of Hamilton. What I started to say before, my apologies, but on that Swift Fox conservation strategy of the 41 comments, 40 were requesting a zero quota on Swift Fox, a moratorium until we know that the population is vital and can withstand that. Also regarding coyotes and that Swift Fox are getting caught incidentally in those traps. They found adjusting the pan tension on a modified Victor number 3 soft catch resulted in 100% capture on coyotes and a 94% exclusion on, no, excuse me, I had it reversed, 94% capture rate on the coyotes and excluded 100% on Swift Fox. So there are ways to continue the trapping of coyotes and not jeopardize Swift Fox. That brings us to the question, should Swift Fox be managed for their genetic diversity, for their optimum growth and dispersal, facilitating their natural ecological role, or should we be focused on the special interests of a few trappers? Which is more important? I think we can very easily find there's probably only very, very few trappers that are targeting Swift Fox. And that's a really quite a tremendous price that we believe is being paid. We feel it's biologically, socially, and ecologically unjust to continue trapping Swift Fox. And that Montana has an opportunity to set an example for the other states that are really trying to increase. The numbers didn't go down as bad in Canada. They remain protected in Canada. You can't trap them there. Something that was mentioned about looking at the harvest or the numbers, the objectives and whatnot on elk from 15 years ago, I think we need to be mindful that many of the trapping regulations were established in the 60s. So that's quite a long time ago. Lastly, we feel it's very important that the commissioners know that there is a mandatory trapper education bill in the legislature, LC 538. We asked Representative Bridget Smith, the sponsor, to wait on the Trapping Advisory Committee before finalizing the bill. Fish, Wildlife, and Parks did not mention this bill during their half-hour presentation to the Trapping Advisory Committee in Great Falls during their final, what was to be their final gathering. That this particular bill was not mentioned, although FWP had been privy to seeing the language. Hearing nothing, Representative Smith could no longer wait, and it is our understanding the language has been finalized. The commissioners are in the language given the final authority in the bill, and despite our expressed concerns last year that the Trapping Advisory Committee was delayed, would not get to come before the commissioners, apparently that's going to happen again this year. They were told that since they did not conclude in Great Falls February 1st, they're going to go ahead and meet in April, and the department told them that'll be too late for the commissioners to give their recommendations to the commissioners for the fur bearer proposals. We do hope that everyone will get on board. Both sides, both proponents and opponents of trapping, do want mandatory trapper education. And what was in the language, Trap Free had an involvement in that language, was very much what FWP, the department, brought to the commission in 2017. Also, I went ahead and I, to save time, I went ahead and I got the closure dates on the Swift Fox in January of 2018 when they hit 10, and then the report showing that there were 12. The 12th one in the middle of this was a roadkill, but still there were 11, and the season took a while to close. So I brought that for you, save you the trouble. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ms. Shore. Further comment?
Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, Mac Menard, Executive Director of the Montana Outfitters and Guides Association, and with Commissioner Colton's indulgence, I'll just take a minute. Dan, I think this may be your last trip as the chairman, and it's been a long ride. And I know that we haven't always seen eye to eye on issues, but I want to publicly tell you that you were someone who continually reached out. You continually kept the door open. You didn't block my calls. And over time, I think you taught me, and I think a lot of other people, that it's perfectly fine to discuss and debate an issue in a civil manner, in a way that doesn't prevent us from then discussing and debating the next issue. And if that's your legacy, if that's part of what you've left in this commission, then you should be very proud of that. And I wanted to offer that to you. So thank you.
Thank you very much, Mac. I really appreciate that.
Chairman Vermillion, Director Williams, members of the commission, Gary Wolf from Missoula and Condon once again. And I have two just brief comments. I know it's a long day and lots of travel to come ahead, but first, on the elk issue, I just wanted to say that many, many years ago, I was an elk biologist, and I had the responsibility for managing the largest elk herd in New Mexico. And I cannot imagine trying to do my job as a elk manager using objectives that were 15 years old. So I just really encourage the department to, if not a complete rework of the elk management plan, to at least follow the recommendations of several of the commissioners and take a look at updating those objectives, because population objectives that are 15 years old, it's impossible to make legitimate, sound decisions. It's called population dynamics for a reason. Things are constantly changing. The landscape's changing. The carrying capacity's changing. And in Montana, the social tolerance for elk is changing. So I really encourage the department to really take a look at updating those objectives. In some areas, I'm sure they've gone up. In other areas, I'm sure they've gone down, you know, over the past 15 years. And then my second comment, and this is really the reason I came to Helena today, and it's very similar to what Mac Menard just said. And Dan, I just wanted to address this as a former colleague on the commission and now as a Montana sportsman and conservationist. You know, you've been on the commission 12 years, and 6 years as chairman, and this may or may not be your last meeting. Who knows what's going to happen in terms of appointments and such. But I just wanted to say that, again, you know, after serving on the commission 4 years myself, it takes a tremendous amount of time, energy, and commitment. And I don't think anybody really realizes that till you've sat up there in those chairs. And you did it for 12 years. Half of that time as chair, which takes at least twice as much time as just being a commissioner. So I just wanted to thank you for your tremendous commitment of time, energy, the personal sacrifices you've made with your family to come to these kind of meetings rather than go to your kids' events at school and that sort of thing. And I just want to say that Montana's fish and wildlife resources are better off as a result of what you've done, Dan. So if I had a hat on, I'd take it off. So thank you, Dan.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you, Gary. All right. Do we have any further public comment? Seeing none, this may or may not be the last time I sit right here and talk into this microphone. Maybe I'll be sitting with Gary in the audience the next time. Who knows? So anyway, but thank you very much for everybody attending today, and thank you to the department for tolerating my presence for the last 12 years, and hopefully we've done some good. I think we have. I do think we have some challenges ahead, but you know, I think this agency is ideally suited to deal with those challenges, because we're an agency that is committed to public comment, we're committed to public outreach, and you know, as much as science plays in role managing fish and wildlife, managing people, talking to people, and working with people, and figuring out a way forward for wildlife and for fish. Without those conversations, that you know, the fish and wildlife are doomed. So you know, thanks to everybody, Nick, Mac, everybody else, Gary, everybody that's been here over the years that consistently, despite being frustrated with the process on occasion, continues to participate. And that is politics is frustrating. Fish and Wildlife Commission stuff can be frustrating, but it's super important. And if you love a resource as much as I do, it's been an honor to be able to do this, and I can't thank all of you enough for tolerating and participating and going through this and working as hard as all of you do on these resources. So thank you. We're lucky to live here. With that, I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion passes.
Thank you.